Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Over My Dead Body. March 2016, Jeb Bush. That was one of the final statements of a candidate for the Republican nomination in the election cycle of 2016-2017. We remember to what he was referring, and we remember his gradual dissolution and eventual disappearance from the political scene. In those days, most of us were being hugely entertained by Donald J. Trump, who daily was increasingly outrageous and in the throes of demonstrating to one and all he knew nothing about American history, politics, economics, warfare, international diplomacy. Forget about healthcare, tax reform, foreign aid. He disparaged the armed services, blacks, all Democrats, women, war heroes. Every day saw him dynamiting whatever support he might have reasonably hoped to garner. But in Trump's version of the American dream, none of this mattered. Most of us believed he'd last a few more weeks groping for purchase wherever he could find it. Smart people looked, listened, and dismissed. Easy. After a scant 7 months, smart people are panicking. It would seem as though, in the words of one commentator, that we are all married to the Donald with no prenuptial agreement, no chance of divorce or annulment, no hope but to wait out however many terms he chooses to serve. Here's the problem. Impeachment is probably unlikely just because of his attitudes, racist, bigoted, and astonishingly stupid. He can't be impeached for choosing cabinet members whom he's directed to blow up the government. If, as a nation, we end up without clean drinking water, or jobs where families can live outside of poverty, or addicted to opioids without a hope of treatment, tough. Censuring him does nothing. He would still be president. What hope people have in escaping his childish psychoses is foolhardy. The 25th Amendment would bring the nation to a halt, invite civil war, and, even if successful, leave us with another man who's not much more capable, although he looks and sounds more adult, than the Donald. Having sat on their hands for these past 7 months, members of Congress have apparently decided that the pig in a poke they bought is as good as they're going to get, for a while. They can let Donald be Donald for a while longer, hoping, against hope, that at the end of this current congressional term, they'll have something, anything, to take out to their constituents as worthwhile and good for the country. In fairness to the Republicans, they're as stuck with Trump as the rest of us are. Some may even have decided that to stay on shipboard is the better part of valor. Someone has to make sure the ship of state is still sailing. In recent days, we've begun to hear opposition rumblings from these same Republicans. That is heartening, but not enough to start building a stairway to heaven. Most of the country stands open-mouthed, listening to the poisonous bills that daily issues from the Oval Office or the 19th Green. Some weep for the course of a great nation sinking. Some cheer as the keel rolls. And there is no health in us. Many await with trepidation for that second shoe, the one following Charlottesville. While we wait, life does not improve. The president's business and infrastructure councils have been disbanded. Even Jared and Ivanka have taken to the hills. General Kelly, to date, has nothing to show for his new position. The single sign of hope is that the heads of the country's armed services have spoken clearly. It will not be they who decide to join the Donald in a coup. And what if Robert Mueller comes up empty? The tipping point for American democracy has been reached. Our hopes now rest with the offspring of the greatest generation. Which is to say, we pray and hope for the better angels in the United States of America, wakening one clear sunny morning and understanding peril exists and must be squashed decisively, calmly, and forever. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.